City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
We need to get a little serious here.
We do. It's time to pucker up.
What?
Pucker up. 2019 Pucker Up Ending Suicide Grand Tour. It is on this year, and one of the leading guys behind it, none other than former AFL great.
Well, hang on a sec. A premiership with North Melbourne and a fair career with Sydney. Might have been a best and fairest in there too, Swatter, wasn't he?
Yes, good morning to you two esteemed people. And premiership was in there, best and fairest was in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time ago, and geez, I wouldn't mind going back to those years.
The world has changed.
Now you ride into Lycra.
Yeah, and feel good, and shave my legs. And really like the feeling of that too, Kylie. So it's good to be part of it.
Yeah, it's not the worst. I was going to say, I thought you were talking to me, Swatter, because I got it done a while ago, and it does feel good.
It does.
Yeah, funny doing it, yeah. But afterwards it's good. Yeah. Mate, no. We know you're doing the ride, so we'll get into that soon. Mental health, sadly, is becoming more and more in the limelight, and I say that in a nice way. Mate, what are you seeing right around Australia at the moment? There's obviously more cases coming up and all the time. Is because we're more aware, or we're actually saying that we've got a problem?
I don't have a definitive answer on that, Coggo. I'd like to think that it's become more acceptable and normal for people to talk about the fact that they've got some mental health challenges. Mm. I think that we're starting to educate ourselves individually and as a country and community that these issues are real. So, you know, I think that more people are starting to tentatively come forward and ask for help, but we still have a lot of work to do because, yep. You know, the reality is that, you know, we lost 3,128 people to suicide in 2017. More people are going through these type of challenges. More people are attempting to end their lives. So it's a significant national issue, and we've got a tremendous amount of work to do.
I was about to say that, Swatter, too. That is correct. Those stats are horrible, but, gee, I reckon if we could come up with another stat that showed that people had actually attempted but survived, I think that it would be a lot higher than that. And that's the sad part too, isn't it?
Well, I can answer that for you.
Can you? Okay.
On average, 65,500 people attempt to end their lives every year. So if you want to put that into perspective for your audience, it'd make it the fifth largest city in Victoria, and it would make it the 27th largest town in Australia. And it's a big issue. And this is why we unapologetically commit ourselves to our mission, which is to eliminate suicide. And the reason to do that is that far too many are attempting, and tragically, too many people are succeeding, and we want to change that because we believe it's preventable.
With your sessions that you're doing, so you're touring around the countryside, you are going to be here in Bendigo. Can you just take us through the sessions that you're holding when you're in each of these towns?
Yeah, look, we start next Wednesday. So this time next Wednesday, we'll have left Marvel Stadium. We're on our way to Ngambia as our first night stop. We've got a significant strategy around the bike ride, and it really is about normalising these conversations. So we've got 32 riders, 12 support staff, and you'll see content which is created which showcases how we all can begin to have honest conversations, how we can listen, how we can support each other. And the value of those conversations, Kylie, can be reinforced with something that happened on Monday. I spoke to 140 people who worked with a national construction company on Monday, spoke very honestly about my journey and why I believe these conversations are really important. I received a phone call yesterday from the manager who invited me in to do the presentation. Off the back of that one conversation, he had six people who were going through really difficult personal situations at the moment.
Yeah.
And off the back of that one discussion, they've made a decision that they need to go and get appropriate help.
Wow.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So this is why we genuinely believe, and why we invest considerable effort and energy into creating conversations. Social media, traditional media, the bike ride, the documentary, our podcast. We won't deliver community events in Bendigo this year, but we are delivering a presentation, a similar conversation to Reece, who we've just decided to agree to do a broader partnership.
Yeah.
Having said all of that, what I would encourage people, if you want to follow the progress, we have GPS trackers in a couple of our riders' jerseys. So if people go onto our Pucker Up Bike Ride website, they'll be able to follow the progress of the ride every single day. So if you're keen to come out and say hello and see where we are, the GPS tracker will be able to tell you where we are and where we're going to be. And what I'd really like to be able to ask the great people of Bendigo and that broader community, come and say hello. Our riders want to engage with you. Our staff want to engage. We want to be part of these conversations. So if you see us, say hello to us and let's have those conversations.
Wayne Schwoss on Triple M. It's all to do with mental health and suicide awareness and lots of other stuff that go with it. Now, Parker Up is doing nicely on Podcast One. So what I'm going to ask you, if you have another stat in front of you, when it comes to people attempting suicide, what are the stats like in men compared to women?
Yeah, this is something that I talk about all the time, Coggo. Unfortunately and tragically, three times as many men end their life. But it's tragic. But the frightening statistic for me is that there are three times more women attempting to end their life than men. So this is a male and female thing, and I know that this can be confronting and uncomfortable for people to talk about. But these are people that live in Bendigo. These are people that live in the broader area of Bendigo. These are people that live in all of the towns that we will ride through and engage with over our 10 days. And we want to make sure that these people have a sense of hope, they have a sense of connection, and when you've got both of those things, you have options available to you other and outside of thinking about ending your life.
Spot on. And the thing is, too, is that, you know, through your good self and many others that are doing a great job around Australia, and we just wish it, you know, the government tucks in a bit more cash into things and makes it even more prevalent in the community, is that when you're going through this, if you break your leg and you've had plenty of footy injuries, Swatter, then people go, okay, you've got a plaster cast or something on it. With mental health, there's none of that. So you look normal and you look okay. And that's the issue, I think, Swatter, isn't it? Trying to convince people that, you know, you've got a problem and you probably get tired of doing that.
Yeah, look, I think that is part of the challenge, but my response to that would be is once we educate ourselves about what are the signs and symptoms of mental health conditions, what are the behavioural patterns of somebody who's under emotional stress, once we have that information and knowledge, you can actually start to understand and identify that there may be warning signs or little red lights that someone's subtly displaying which would indicate that they're under emotional stress. And the reason why I say that is once we educate ourselves, we can look after ourselves better, but also we can support somebody else who may be going through a difficult time. So education is the fundamental key to us helping ourselves and helping other people.
Schwatter, it must be, I would imagine, delightful for you that you've been there and now you're out there and you're helping others.
Yeah, look, I did an interview yesterday, Kylie, and got asked about purpose.
Yeah.
And I said that my footy career was great, but it was a selfish pursuit. That was all about me. My football career, while I'm very grateful for that opportunity experience, it's given me the best vehicle and platform for me to do the work that I'm most passionate about. How am I now? I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm married. I've got three kids. I don't see myself as somebody who has suffered mental health conditions. I refuse to use that word because language is really important to me. I don't say mental illness. I'm saying it now, but I'm using that as an example because I think illness is a very negative connotation.
Yeah, great
mental
point.
Health condition, I think, is more uplifting. I don't look at myself as somebody who has suffered mental health conditions. I look at myself as somebody who manages their well-being. So I do a lot of things on a daily basis that give me the best opportunity of being happy and being healthy, both physically and mentally. And I guess I'm willing to use my journey in the hope that that helps other people who are going through the same things. And I think that when we change our language, we start to be more compassionate and understanding of ourselves, and we look at things differently as opposed to, well, it's an illness that I have to live with for the rest of my life, or it's an opportunity that I can develop the skills that allow me to manage well-being. That there is a fundamental difference with the way that I approach my well-being compared to some other people. And that's not to be critical, but I hope that people who listen to this can start to think in the same way.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point.
It is a great point.
Oh,
just a
for sure.
Curly question to end you on, mate, and this one you can either answer or you don't. It's entirely up to you. With professionals, when it comes to psychologists, et cetera, I get the feeling, this is my opinion, that I'm sometimes better off to talk to you because you've been through it, where a lot of them have, you know, well and truly qualified, but certainly don't have those life skills to know what you've gone through. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, look, I reckon that's fair, Coggo, but and I get that a lot. But the thing that I say to people is, I don't have the expertise and training to be able to treat people appropriately. I can have conversations. I can listen. I can encourage people. But I think the most important thing that if somebody feels that they need professional support is you go and act on that. And the thing that I would say, and I've always said this, when you meet a professional, if you don't believe that you have a genuine connection with that person, it is your basic human right to get up and move on and find someone that you have a connection with.
Correct.
Because once you connect with that person, amazing things can happen. And I say that because I found an amazing lady in Sydney when I was playing with the Swans. And she spent 4.5 years helping me. And what helped me significantly was the fact that I believed that this lady genuinely cared about me. And that's when you're in a really good position.
Correct. Yeah, no, great answer, mate. I do appreciate that. I think a lot of people will. All right, look, it's a big ride and it obviously kicks off next week. Schwatter, you're good at this radio thing. You can tell us in 30 seconds what happens next week.
We start our 10-day suicide prevention bike ride from Marvel Stadium, 1,800 km, 32 riders, 12 support staff, and it's all about giving people hope, a sense of connection, and giving them the ability to start to make different decisions to get back to a healthy and well position in life.
Oh, fantastic. And you'll be here in Bendigo 12th of March. And as you said, when we see you coming through, we can come up, approach you guys and have a chat.
We'd love that, Kylie. We'd love to say hello to as many people in Bendigo and the surrounding areas as we can.
Get a look at, oh, well, don't get a look, but have a listen to the Pucker Up podcast. You can't look at it again if you want, but it's not going to do anything. That is on the podcast one here at Southern Cross Hysteria. It is going bananas, I'm hearing too, Swatter.
Yeah, really happy with it. We're growing every week and, you know, it's helping people, Cogger, and that's the reason why we do what we do.
Swatter, all the best, mate. Next week, ride safe and well done on what you're doing. You're making a massive difference.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to have a chat to you and look forward to coming into Bendigo in a little over a week's time.
Thanks so much, Swatter. Take care. Ride safely.
Thank you. Bye.
Cogger and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.